You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
It's me, Birdie, the conductor of the story train. I'm the one that wears a green baseball cap with a little white birdie on the front and my favorite overalls. All aboard the story train. Find a comfy seat. We're about to leave the station, and you know what that means. We're going someplace new. One whistle, we're on our way. I wonder where Story Train will lead us this time. We're entering the Rainbow Tunnel. Hold on, everyone. It's off to far, far away. This is so exciting. Just on the other side of the short Rainbow Tunnel lies our destination. That was quick. We're already at the end of the tunnel. Oh, I know this place. We're at a cottage at the edge of a lovely little village with cobblestone streets, pretty little shops, and lots of smiling faces. Today's story is about a girl who strays too far from her familiar village path and learns that not everyone is always as they seem. It's called Little Red Riding Hood. There was once a kind and trusting young girl who lived with her father and mother in a pretty little cottage at the edge of a beautiful village. There was a path that ran from her village through the woods, and at the opposite end of this path was another pretty cottage at the edge of another village. It was in this cottage that the girl's beloved grandmother lived. Everyone in both villages knew that as long as you stayed on the path, you were safe. But if you ventured off the path and found yourself in the woods, that was quite another matter. Everybody loved this little girl, and her grandmother perhaps loved her most of all, and gave her a great many pretty things. Once she gave her a red cloak with a hood, which she always wore, so people called the girl Little Red Riding Hood. One morning, Little Red Riding Hood's mother said, "Put on your things and go see your grandmother. She's been ill. Take along this basket for her. I have put in it cake, soup, and other comfort foods to help her feel better." It was a bright and sunny morning. Little Red Riding Hood was so happy to be going to visit her grandmother that she happily started to skip down the path leading from her village through the woods and to her grandmother's house. All around her on the path grew pretty wild flowers, which she loved. Little Red Riding Hood decided that she would pick a bunch for her grandmother. Little Red Riding Hood was so focused on picking flowers that she wandered from the path. She was stooping to pick a flower when behind her a gruff voice said,
"Good morning, Little Red Riding Hood."
Little Red Riding Hood turned around and saw a great big wolf. But because she had led a sheltered life, Little Red Riding Hood did not know what a wicked beast the wolf was, so she was not afraid.
"What do you have in that basket, Little Red Riding Hood?"
"Soup and cake, Mr. Wolf."
"Where are you going with them, Little Red Riding Hood?"
"I'm going to my grandmother, who is ill, Mr. Wolf."
"And where does your grandmother live, Little Red Riding Hood?"
"Along the main path, past the wild rose bushes, then through the gate at the end of the wood, Mr. Wolf."
Then Mr. Wolf again said, "Good morning,"
and set off. And Little Red Riding Hood again went in search of wild flowers, oblivious to any danger. Meanwhile, the wolf reached the porch of Little Red Riding Hood's grandmother and knocked at the door of her cottage.
"Who's there?" called the grandmother.
"Little Red Riding Hood,"
said the wicked wolf, disguising his voice to sound as much like a little girl as he could.
"Oh, press the latch, open the door and come in," said the grandmother.
The wolf pressed the latch and walked in where the grandmother lay in bed. He made one jump at her, but she jumped out of bed just in time and hid in her closet. Frustrated, the wolf came up with a new plan. He put on the cap that the grandmother had dropped and crept into her bed, pulling the blanket up over his hairy legs and feet. A short while later, Little Red Riding Hood knocked at the door and came in saying, "Good morning, Grandmother. I've brought you soups and cake, and here is a bunch of flowers I gathered in the wood." As she came nearer the bed, Little Red Riding Hood said, "What big ears you have, Grandmother."
"All the better to hear you with, my dear," replied the wolf in his disguise.
"What big eyes you have, Grandmother."
"All the better to see you with, my dear."
"But, Grandmother, what a big nose you have."
"All the better to smell with, my dear."
"But, Grandmother, what a big mouth you have."
"All the better to eat you up with, my dear," the wolf shrieked as he sprang at Little Red Riding Hood.
Just at that moment, Little Red Riding Hood's father, who chopped trees for a living, was passing the cottage and heard her scream in terror. He rushed in and with his axe chopped off Mr. Wolf's head. Everybody was happy that Little Red Riding Hood and her grandmother had escaped the wicked wolf. Little Red Riding Hood's father took her home, relieved and quite a lot wiser, and they all lived happily ever after.
It's time for us to head back to Pflugerville. Here comes the Rainbow Tunnel. Come back and see me again. You never know where the story train will take us. And if you like stories, search for Go Kid Go wherever you listen, and you'll find lots of great adventures. See you next time.
Go Kid Go.
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.